Dylan Braze reporting for duty. Fasten your seatbelts and hold on your carrots, comrades. We're going to burn some high-performance health rubber. You're about to enter the Lean Braze Throwdown Zone, accelerating for the simple solutions. We are Avengers of Health. Hide the donuts. You're listening to the Lean Braze Radio Show at theleanbraze.com. Ready our roots rock. Ready our roots rock. Ready, ready, ready to rock you tonight. Welcome, Braze. I'm Ron Jones with Kevin Rail, and I've got Donna Floramonte from Waverly Wellness House here in, are you located in Scranton, Pennsylvania?
No, in Waverly, Pennsylvania.
Waverly, Pennsylvania, okay. Mm-hmm. And Kevin, I'll let you introduce Donna. She's a friend of yours and another wellness practitioner here from the Clark Summit, Northeastern PA,
Northeastern
Pennsylvania.
PA. Also known as NEPA. For the locals here.
Nice. Well,
yeah.
I'm
all in capital letters.
I've been here a few days, so
yeah.
NEPA.
You're almost a local.
That's right. Maybe
it's about a week or two. Donna and I met Donna about, I'd say about a decade ago. She also has lineage here to the store at Everything Natural.
Really?
Yeah. She used to work at the old location down the road.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Those
very
days cool. That I first started meeting Barry, I kind of first started meeting her as well. And I heard a very interesting thing about her when I walked out the door the one day and came back. I was introduced to this thing called colon hydrotherapy.
Right.
And my eyebrow went in the air, and when I heard the word colon, like most people's do, and I was like, oh, boy. I'm like, what's that all about? And I really didn't know much about it at all until I got to know Donna. And I got to say that she's not just a very inspirational, high-energy, very motivating person, but she's got a really cool gig that she does for a living.
Yeah.
And I delved into it a little bit more. I went over to her place, and I never got the actual procedure done myself. I'll let her explain that as we get on, but she's got a really cool place over there in Waverly where she does sauna and a couple other things. I'll let her explain all of her background and her stuff, but it's something very interesting that I think that America needs to know about, and as Lean Berets, we try to present information to people that they may not know about, but...
And they can make their own decisions. Yeah, and I've always been fascinated with the colon.
Right.
And the whole digestive system.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm kind of interested to learn some things, and...
Yeah.
And let's get to the bottom of it.
Don is definitely the one to do that.
No pun intended.
Not at all.
So what is colon hydrotherapy?
It's a procedure that we do that cleanses the colon.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like me to describe it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, why don't you go ahead and describe it to us, and then we'll get into like your background and how you got involved with this in the first place, because we're all dying to know that, too.
Okay.
But go ahead and tell us a little bit about it and how it works.
Well, there's a machine, and it's on the wall, and it's all hooked up to plumbing. So all the water comes from the machine, and all the waste goes back into the machine through two tubes that are attached to a rectal speculum. And everything is sterile and disposable,
mm-hmm.
So we throw everything away after each person. So attached to the rectal speculum are the two tubes. One is for the water to go into the colon, and the other mm-hmm. one is a waste hose for the waste to come out. So the two ends attached to the speculum, the other two ends attached to the machine. So everything goes through the tubes into the machine, and it's all lit up inside the machine so you can see everything that comes out, and we could evaluate
really
what's
Goodness.
Going on inside of your intestinal tract.
Wow.
And so there's the machines on the wall, and then there's a massage table right next to the machine. I have the clients get changed, they go into the bathroom, put a gown on, go under the covers, and then... I'll first describe the machine to you. There's different gauges on the machine. There's a temperature gauge. We run the water temperature at about 100 degrees, which is nice and warm. But what we may do is we may change the water temperature, warm, cool, warm, cool. And what that does, that exercises the colon. The colon is also a muscle that needs to be exercised.
Yeah.
Yes.
So by changing the water temperature, it helps to exercise that colon, makes the peristaltic action,
mm-hmm.
the muscular contractions of the colon stronger, so then more comes out. And
awesome.
It ultimately gives you better bowel movements and better releases.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then there's the pressure gauge. We run the water pressure only at about 1/4 PSI, which is very low.
Wow, that is low.
If you ever have a colonoscopy done, they blow 6 to 10 PSI of air pressure into your colon to blow it up. And this is only 1/4 PSI, which is, like I said, very low.
Right.
So basically we do fills and empties and fills and empties for 45 minutes with purified water that's warm at the low pressure, and it cleanses the colon. But not only does it cleanse the colon, but it cleanses the entire body, because this is what it is. It's tissue cleansing through bowel management. And sorry, my phone's ringing.
Donna's a very popular person.
The colon business.
They're calling. They're
She's
calling
a 24-hour hotline here. Holy moly.
Yeah, they want a colonic, and they want it now.
I told you we'd get to the bottom line.
Didn't we say silence the cell phones? Something yeah, right. I thought we had that in the rule book somewhere. We've got to add that one. No,
yeah,
that's cool.
I better do that. So as I was saying, that it not only cleanses the colon, the colonic, but it also cleanses the entire body. Anytime you create an empty space in the body wants to fill it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're creating that empty space by doing the colonic, or actually a series of colonics, so all these toxins that have been stored in your body from head to toe come out and go into that empty space and out.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah.
So we're cleansing everything.
So you're cleansing the whole body. Okay, so let's try to bottom line the point of a colon hydrotherapy.
And we'll get into the man on the street stuff here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We got a battery of questions for you, Donna.
Okay.
First of all, this isn't really a question. It's more of an observation. So correct me if I'm wrong, but the whole idea is to get the point of getting a colonic is to flush all of the toxins, the built-up toxins in the stomach, out of the system, and then it creates an empty space or cavern in the stomach, and then all the rest of the toxins go to the void, and they, in turn, get flushed out as well.
Yes. It's actually we're doing it in the colon, not the stomach.
But oh, yes, the colon. I'm sorry.
That's it. So it's tissue cleansing through bowel management.
What about this buildup? People talk about on the colon wall and intestinal tract, large intestine, mm-hmm. like a buildup that packs in there. And then I've heard other people say that's complete BS. No pun intended again. But what's the deal on that? Does stuff really build up in those pockets, or? I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to learn about this.
It can. There is. What lines the intestine is mucus, which is normal.
Mucus, uh-huh. That's what I meant.
From mouth to anus is mucus. And mucus protects. It's a protective lining.
It's smooth.
It's smooth. It protects.
Slick.
It's slick. It's clear. And it protects the lining of the intestines. And it also has many, many uses.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times when people eat mucus-producing foods and toxins, the colon is trying to protect itself even more.
Uh-huh.
So then it'll keep producing more mucus and more mucus and more mucus, and then it'll just keep building up, and it becomes
like
not
conventional
as productive.
Food with chemicals and all that?
Mm-hmm. And especially dairy products.
Dairy
products,
nice.
Pasteurized, are especially mucus producing. So that can build up, and you could have more mucus than your body needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that mucus, biofilms and pathogens can form. They love the mucus, the excess mucus, and they live in there and they thrive in there. And it can really cause an imbalance of the good and the bad bacteria. And bad bacteria such as yeast and parasites and viruses can form in there. So that's important to slough off that mucus.
Okay. Now, recently there was some negative press on colon cleansing. And I might be wrong, but just correct me. But my impression of all that was that maybe people are doing it too often or too much, and maybe they weren't doing it properly, trying to do it at home. And what's the bottom line? What's going on with that?
Well, I think that doctors and some of the bad press that has come out is because people are misinformed,
mm-hmm.
and they're offering uneducated opinions about colon hydrotherapy. I've been doing colonics for 20 years. I'm a registered nurse for over 30 years.
Oh, great.
And I have two other nurses that
and she looks great too, doesn't she?
With me.
So this is a clinical application of colonoscopy.
It is a clinical application of colon hydrotherapy.
Don't do this.
So
don't try this at home.
No. Yeah. I mean, if you do it properly, and I must say that anything could be done in excess.
Sure.
So
yeah.
Anything that's done in excess can be harmful.
Right.
I wouldn't recommend doing it every day for months and months.
Sure,
but,
sure.
In its proper balance, and when you combine it with good nutrition and exercise and water and good supplementation, it's great.
And how often would you recommend a person do something like this?
It depends on what you're coming for.
Ah.
Right off the bat, I just tell my clients to come and get three within a 2-week period, because we want to
create
sort of a rhythm, especially if they're having problems with their colon and their bowel or constipation,
uh-huh.
because we're trying to loosen up and create more of a water content in the colon. And if you wait too long in between, everything can get hard again.
Okay.
So we want to just keep things loose and soft. And, so there's various protocols for various problems. And it depends on you, and it depends on the person.
Yeah.
If they're following a proper diet and they're listening to what Donna Kalanick tells them to do, suggests them to do, and they'll make more progress. It depends on how long they've been sick or ill. Let's say if somebody is going to do a juice fast, I like them to do, like, let's say they're going to do it like a 2-week juice fast. They should really try to do the three colonics within that 2 weeks.
Right. Now, my brother did the fast, and he really looked into it a lot, and it was kind of a the water and cayenne and
it was
the maple syrup,
yes,
thing.
The lemonade diet, I think he did.
I don't know what
it's called. Master cleanser.
Master cleanser. Okay, so but he got into the spiritual aspects of it. But what was fascinating about it is he was talking to me through the whole process. I think he did 28 days. And he was telling me about everything that was exiting his body and how it changed. And just, he said it was incredible what was coming out.
Yeah, he
and
told
he was
me
just,
the same story.
He was just fascinating like, from a like an inspection aspect of it. And he said his energy increased, his carpal tunnel went away. It was really interesting listening to him talk about it. But he swears there were things packed up in there that shouldn't have been there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you're able to do that a little quicker with the technology then, basically. And,
yes, and
maybe
and
safer.
When you combine it with the fast, it's fantastic. And
okay.
What I do is I add a couple of different substances to the water. Initially,
uh-huh,
I'll add these special salts, these four salts, which are bicarbonate salts from Dr. Robert Young, who's the alkaline diet scientist. And that helps your body produce its own electrolytes, so we can make sure we're hydrating and the person's getting enough electrolytes. And then at the end, I actually put a good high-dose probiotic in at the end, because we're getting the bad out, the bad bacteria, and then we're putting the good in.
Now, that was something that came out in the bad press, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're losing, people were saying, well, there are bacteria or whatever in there that are supposed to be in there, you should be taking it out. But you're saying you're putting something back in to replace the cleansing elimination.
Yes, and I also encourage my clients to take high doses of probiotics by mouth. And I'm not just talking about a couple of billion. All the science points to large amounts, high doses.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'll even recommend my clients to take up to half a trillion a day until everything's replenished in there. Very slowly.
Right.
They'll start out slowly. You know, in the colonic, we put about 70 billion. If I feel like they're really depleted, I'll put two in, which would be like about 140 billion.
Hmm.
But, I mean, if you're having 700 trillion bacteria in the colon, you're only putting a couple billion in. I mean, think about like the federal deficit. A couple billion aren't going to do it for deficit.
Very good
United
analogy.
States.
Yeah.
So they really need more. And, you know, to address that whole issue of the bacteria and losing bacteria with the colonic, a few colonics aren't going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And most of my clients that come to me, and I think most people in our society, don't have enough good bacteria. Therefore, the bad takes over. The only thing that prevents the bad from staying at low levels is the good bacteria. Without the good bacteria, the bad just really takes over. The good bacteria are an army that protects your body. That's where most of our immune system is, in our intestines, with the good bacteria.
What was the bacteria that Jill Molchan, the Go Gluten-Free chef, was talking to us about?
Acidophilus?
From
Lactobacillus?
Sugar. From sugar. They get that...
Bulgaricus?
Oh, gosh.
To get the what?
When they're addicted to sugar, they get the pasty tongue, and there's a name for it.
They have yeast.
Yeah.
Candida.
There you go.
Oh, candida.
What does that do to the colon? Do you see changes in the colon? Because there's so many people, I think, we're realizing that are addicted to sugar. And it's got to be jacking up your colon as well, right?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Well, yeah,
it throws off.
Yeast is something that normally is in the intestines,
uh-huh,
at low levels.
Uh-huh.
But when it gets out of balance, like when you eat a lot of sugar, it kills the good bacteria, the bad take over. And what happens when you have yeast, those yeast will burrow holes in the small intestine and increase the permeability of the small intestine.
Really?
And those toxins then from the intestines go out from the colon wall into the bloodstream and cause a lot of these symptoms of yeast.
That's nasty.
That's great.
Yeah.
And that's really simple grade 2 mentality the way she described it. I understand
right.
what she said.
It's increased intestinal permeability or leaky gut. You
might
have
heard. Yeah. That makes
gut.
Sense.
And I was reading a really great article the other day about how intelligent the intestines are, particularly the small intestine. They are now saying that the intestines are the second brain.
Wow.
Some are even saying it's the first brain. I haven't seen that yet.
Uh-huh.
Well, that
about you know the evidence of that yet, but
right.
It definitely is the second brain. There's every classification of neurotransmitters that are in the brain are in the intestines.
Well, that's where the term gut feeling comes from. It comes from the stomach. When you
oh,
have
wow.
gut feeling, you know, when you have a bad gut feeling.
Right, right.
That's where it comes from.
Fascinating.
Yeah, because
right.
you ever notice, like, you're about to make a decision about something or you're like, in a fight or flight situation and
yeah.
you feel, like, a burning sensation in your stomach
yeah.
or something?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what she's talking about.
That's right. And I was reading an article about increased intestinal permeability or leaky gut that, okay, so the intestines are so intelligent. When your intestines are normal, it protects the toxins from going out from your intestines into your bloodstream. And it does not allow the toxins from going out.
Right.
Your intestines are
that.
So intelligent, yeah. It can actually distinguish the good from the bad and let the good out.
This is
the good out, but not the bad.
I just got the title for the show today.
What?
Intestinal intelligence.
Nice.
Because we always get these little catchy titles for our shows. Usually, you know.
I love it. Let's
so I've got to admit, I've been dying to find out some information, and for years I've been seeking a professional that could take this seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Ready.
I'm fascinated with the anal sphincter, and not for reasons that people might think, but it's like a lot of things in our body, we don't appreciate them until there's a problem.
You're right.
But you can laugh if you want, but that has got to be like one of the most incredible muscle areas in our body. If you think about the power of it to constrict mm-hmm. and prevent leakage, and if you've had leakage, maybe you can appreciate that. But what do you know about that? That muscle and the contractile properties of that. I mean, I'm amazed that it can hold back fluid, and we can go running and do all these things. I'd just like to learn more about it from a medical standpoint.
What would you like to know?
I don't know anything.
Well, in a normally functioning person, the anal sphincter does just that. It's really should be pretty tight.
Right.
It's just designed that way. And sometimes when people are constipated and years of constipation, that actually loosens up, and then they lose their elasticity of that sphincter. And then that's also reflected. That's a reflection of what's already going on in their colon. You know, their colon's losing its elasticity, and then that sphincter loses its elasticity.
We're related to colon health and anal sphincters and all this. There are all these, like, adult diapers now. And I was going for a bike ride in L.A. County, and I'm riding up the road. And this happened a couple of different weekends. I see all these like batches of adult diapers thrown on the side of the road, and
on
I don't remember
the
all
road?
These adult diapers when I was a kid. Yeah, and nice. I've seen these number of times, like adult diapers discarded, not kid diapers, but adult diapers. And so I know from a core training standpoint, if your core is weak, you don't have as good pelvic floor control. But maybe there's some other, metabolic things going on too with. Bacteria in the gut that's not supposed to be there. I don't know, but I just think it's a fascinating area of the body, and you don't appreciate it till you get diarrhea or something, and
that's true.
There's a little problem with it,
But yeah,
and this may sound really funny, but you can actually strengthen your anal sphincter by doing mouth exercises, because the mouth and the anus, I mean, it's just the one end of the same tube.
That's right, like the opposing joint stuff I was talking about
exactly.
earlier with
Z-Health.
Yeah. There are joint sites in the body, like your wrist are related to your ankles, and you can do things back and forth to help both. That's pretty interesting.
Here's something I'd like to bring up. I have also heard some bad press about colon hydrotherapy. Most doctor reports that I've read are journal entries.
Uh-huh.
Are completely, they just bash the hell out of it. They're totally against it. And they said it's dangerous, it can cause a perforated colon, the speculum can be diseased or like germy and all these other things.
Yeah.
And it was completely 100% biased, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes back to point A, which is I'm, no offense to doctors, because I have a couple friends who are pediatricians and doctors, but I'm very anti-doctor. I'm very anti-Western way of thinking.
Yeah.
Because I think they don't have a freaking clue.
Yeah.
And someone like Donna, who has this awesome thing that she does, is automatically going to get knocked down or beat down. It's just like doctors saying supplements are junk or they don't work and da-da-da, because it's going to be money out of their pockets.
It's the power system, yeah.
It is. It's power and greed.
Yeah.
It's greed-driven and power-driven, and that makes me angry.
So let's talk about real results, and I'm the man on the street here. What have you seen? You've been doing this 20 years. What have you seen in real people in real time, changes with them, testimonial-type things?
Good question.
There's a lot. Anything from head to toe, really. Skin problems, sinus problems, cloudy thinking, their brain gets
fog,
clear.
Yeah.
Think about how the colon's the second brain.
Right.
So if you clear out the second brain, the first brain clears. I've had clients tell me they've gotten off their antidepressant medications.
Wow.
They can think better. Any kind of bowel disease.
IBS?
Yes, IBS,
wow.
Diverticulitis. I've had clients of mine that have
irritable bowel
to
syndrome, for
right.
those of you who don't know.
Yes.
Yep,
yeah.
Irritable bowel. I have had clients who haven't had to have bowel surgery from diverticulitis from getting the colonics and cleansing and their diet.
I never
change,
thought of that. A friend of mine.
Really?
It's on my one of them is on my website actually. If you want to go to my website, you'll see her.
Oh, before we forget, what's the website address and how do they get a hold of you?
Waverlywellness.com.
Okay. Waverlywellness.com. Mm-hmm. And you're located in Waverly, Pennsylvania.
Yes, right on the corner of Lily Lake Road and North Abington Road.
Okay. She has this beautiful place. It's like it's an old mansion kind of, sort of, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Built in the 1800s, is it?
Mm-hmm. That's
wow.
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Beautiful.
Wow,
hardwood floors and big.
So I'm out in LA County. How many people in the country do things like you do? If there are people listening in other parts of the country, not in Pennsylvania, what do they do and how do they go about it? Is there an organization or a national movement or not movement? No pun intended.
Yes, movement. Yes,
movement is good. Lean Brains are all about movement.
Rolling,
too.
Get the colon rolling.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes, I belong to the. I'm a nationally board certified colon hydrotherapist, and I belong to the organization called International Association of Colon Hydrotherapists, IACT.org. If you go on their website, if you're looking for a colon hydrotherapy, there are colon hydrotherapists on this website that are all certified.
And they're going to use the same clinical standards that you're using.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, for instance, one of the things that Kevin was saying, that the doctors were saying that, you can get germs from the speculum. You can't, because everything that we use are sterile and disposable. So we just throw everything away after each person. And all the water is purified also.
Yeah.
There's four different types of water filters. So if you're looking for a colon hydrotherapist, make sure they use sterile and disposable.
Do people freak out when they watch their contents going by that window? And
most of them really love it. They can't help
but look. It's kind of fascinating.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is. And you can really evaluate. And it there's something about just seeing all this stuff leave your body and say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that was in me. I mean, there's people sometimes that are having 2 to 3 bowel movements a day, and then they see all this stuff coming through the tube, and they're like, I can't believe that was in there.
Still, even with 2 to 3 bowel movements a day, it was all packed up in there. Interesting.
I think the record is 10 pounds with one colonic.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
I had a colonoscopy when I was 40, so I'm due for one now because I'm 51. But I noticed, like, it completely changed my lower abdominal, like, posture, and I was amazed how flat I was, which means there was a lot of stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And I was eating pretty well, exercising, going to the bathroom regularly, and it's like, wow, there was a lot of stuff in there, So
I
wasn't sure if it was supposed to be in there all the time,
I'm not sure if you're allowed to discuss this in public, but you've dealt with a lot of clients over the years. What would you say is the weirdest thing you've ever seen in those tubes, if you're allowed to talk about it?
I have to say that there's a lot of stuff that comes out through the tube that looks like parasites.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Like little squiggly
things? I can't
things?
Diagnose. I'm a nurse. Yeah. I'm not a doctor. I cannot diagnose.
Right.
But yes, all kinds of really weird squiggly things. I mean, there was something that I think the weirdest thing, it looked like an octopus.
Oh, my gosh.
The man had liver cancer. So
Wow.
I mean, they usually associate cancer with parasites. We didn't do a testing to find out if he has parasites, but that was the weirdest thing that has ever come out.
So 10 pounds of stuff
10 pounds
coming
of stuff
out of your
colonic,
lower
colonic. And that woman
lower
transformed.
Colon.
She transformed.
That's awesome.
She ended up coming for like 5 or 6 colonics, and she got rid of a lot of different problems in her body.
So let's say they go through this. You recommend 2 to 3 times in a couple weeks or a series, and then they're good to go for a year if they're eating well and exercising?
It depends on
what
we evaluate. Every time they come, we evaluate, how are you doing?
Okay.
I make my recommendations. Do you need more? Do you need something of this, that? I offer a lot of other treatments at my place, too. We have a full-spectrum sauna.
Uh-huh.
Which I've done, by the way, and almost passed out and almost died. I might die.
What happened?
I misjudged the amount of water I needed. Donna's like, here, you want to take this whole jar of water with you? It's like a mason jar. And I'm like, I don't need that much. And I didn't listen to her.
Oh, you dehydrated.
I filled it like halfway. I'm like, no big deal. This is before we even got the Lean Berets rolling.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting in there. She's like, and I wouldn't put it past 95 degrees. I'm like, that's foo-foo. So I get in there. I
K-Rail
jack up like 110.
Goes out all the way.
I'm sitting there, my arms folded. I'm like, 15 minutes in, I'm like, oh, my goodness, is it hot in here? I'm drinking my water, sipping my water, and then it's gone. And it's like, I look at the thing, the dial, it says like 20 minutes left. And I'm like, I'm at 110. I'm like, I got to the point where I'm like, I better turn that thing down. And I was seeing how long it could go. And I'm like, my arms were like cinder blocks, bro. I could barely lift them. And I'm like, because she said, you're going to start getting lightheaded and this, that. Give me all the symptoms if you're in there too hot and whatever. And I'm like, I ignored everything. I should have listened to her because I'm like, I could barely move my arm.
Oh, my God.
I finally got up there, and I'm like, I'm turning the dial.
Highly unusual.
Yeah.
I just got a new sauna now. It's a full spectrum sauna. So it's not only far infrared, it's mid infrared and near infrared. And each infrared does different things for the body.
What's a full spectrum sauna?
Oh, yeah, go ahead
and
finish.
Far infrared is for cleansing, detox, blood pressure reduction, weight loss.
Uh-huh.
Mid infrared is very good for pain and inflammation. And then near infrared is great for wound healing, skin, anti-aging, wrinkles.
So
skin
this is light spectrum. It's not water.
No, it's all dry. It's dry, very deep, penetrating.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
heat.
That.
It's a cedar sauna that you sit in.
I never heard of this.
And it's amazing. It's the least invasive way of getting toxins out of the body.
Really? So you just
right
sweat
out
it out.
The skin.
Yeah.
Heavy metals,
yeah.
Nicotine, alcohol, caffeine, drugs, chemicals, even cholesterol will come out through the skin. And this is all clinically and scientifically proven.
Yes.
So I can say this.
It feels liberating, doesn't it?
I can actually say it.
What else do you have to offer? Do you still do the lymphatic massage?
Mm-hmm. We have a beautiful lymphatic machine which has four heads. And which has light and sound frequencies that decongest the lymphatic system.
There's a lot to the lymph system. I've been learning more about lymphatic systems.
Don, give us a quick overview of the lymph system and how effectively, what lymphatic massage is and why it's important and what people can benefit from that.
Well, we've been talking for the last several minutes about how important it is to cleanse the colon and how this extra stuff can be in your colon.
Right.
The same for the lymph. You can have toxins, viruses. Like the pesticide DDT can stay in there forever.
Oh, we just talked about that.
So that can be latent in there, and the lymphatic system is a very big part of the immune system.
Right.
And when you have these viruses and this stuff in there, it lowers your immune system. So when you cleanse your lymphatic system, it helps raise your immune system, and it really helps.
I saw a practitioner I know do a little lymphatic drain on this one up here by the clavicle, and just saw the whole energy of this person just completely change in front of the group. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to describe what I saw, but all she did was assist some of that lymph release, and he completely changed and felt like 100% better. It was really interesting to watch that in real time in just a minute or so. Yeah. Pretty powerful.
So we'll combine the lymphatic treatments with the sauna. For instance, the sauna will help the lymph, work better and help the colonic work better. I'll even do lymphatic treatments during the colonic because it really helps with the releases.
Uh-huh.
And we do a lot of massage during the colonic that I do because there's different acupressure points that affect the body, reflexology points. And when we do the lymph treatments during the colonic, we even put the lymph machine on those various acupuncture meridians, and it's almost like doing electric acupuncture. It's really great.
Wow.
It doesn't hurt, at all. It feels wonderful.
Yeah.
So we use the essential oils, and it's very, very luxurious, actually, our colonics.
It is. As invasive as it sounds, everything that she does there, it is very relaxing. And just to, other than the colonic, I'm a test subject for her place as well.
Yeah.
And when you walk in there, she makes you feel very welcome, very comfortable, and it's very non-invasive the whole time you're there. It's very private and secluded and so on and so forth. It's in a very nice secluded place off the beaten path as well. And it's just a wonderful time to be there.
So do you
serve? Don't be afraid.
Do you service clients coming in from out of town? Do they stay at your place, or do you have arrangements where they can stay close by if they're going to be there for a few days? I mean, how long does it? Wonder if they don't have 2 or 3 weeks to do all this. How does that work?
Yes, you can get a few colonics in a row, a few days in a row, and combine it with the other treatments, the lymphs, the sauna, the foot baths, massage, all kinds of things.
Okay.
Ear candling. We do a lot of different treatments.
Uh huh.
But yes, I have a lot of people that come from out of town.
Oh, wow.
We are setting it up now. We're going to have a holistic bed and breakfast.
Oh, that's awesome.
So people will be able to stay overnight, and then they can get treatments, pick the treatment. We can do different packages for them.
Right.
And although right now, if they want, they can stay usually in Clark Summit. There's plenty of places here in Clark Summit within 10 minutes away where they can stay.
Yeah. Just generally across the country, what's a ballpark price to get a colon cleanse from someone that's certified and licensed and all that?
A bargain. Well, because I offer a lot of specials.
Yeah.
The first colonic is $85.
Uh-huh.
After that, it's $75. If they prepay for 3 colonics, they get 10% off. Get a free sauna treatment, a free singlet oxygen energy treatment, which is another treatment I do, which helps help oxygen be utilized better in the body.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good price.
It's something that people can afford.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah,
they can definitely afford that, and it's
not like we're going to Malibu getting a $5,000, whatever that only the elite can do.
Yeah, I know. Like facials and assholes or whatever the hell they are.
I just want to try to make it easier, and especially in this economy,
right,
for clients to help themselves and be well.
Right.
And I'd like to stress something else, too. The idea of the whole colonic isn't just, I'm going to go get a colonic for 2 weeks.
And go back to McDonald's.
And then I'm going to go celebrate by going to the Chinese buffet.
Right, right.
I know so many people that do that. They do cleanses. We talked about that earlier, like the ones
fasting.
That just get at the health food store. Yeah, they fast. And they're
then
like,
they go back to the
yes,
crap.
Yes, I'm in it 2 weeks, so I'm going to go celebrate by smoking, drinking, and you
and
know,
doing
back
all the things
Jack
that
Inns.
Cause my colon to get plugged up
right.
in the first place. Yeah.
The whole idea of a colonic is you go there because you feel like crap. You get your system cleaned out. You get your system functioning properly, everything moving properly, and then you maintain that healthy lifestyle afterward. That's the key thing.
You know what? If we come back in the spring, we're talking about coming back to everything natural in the spring and doing some kind of fitness workshops. I need to go out there.
Oh yeah, we got to visit.
I need to go through this, man.
I'd love it. I started my career in California.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I worked at the Optimum Health Institute in San Diego for 5 years.
Oh, cool.
And so that's where I learned all this and
transformed
myself.
Yeah, and just remember, Donna's a registered nurse. 20 years of nursing?
30,
well, 30 in nursing, 20 in doing colonics.
Okay, 30 years in nursing, and the people that help you there are also registered nurses?
Yes, they are.
Cool.
She looks great, too. Look at her skin.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Yeah.
The skin
fantastic.
Is a reflection of the colon.
Yeah.
Wow, and I'm in that sauna almost every day.
And it shows, too.
I'm addicted to the sauna.
Well, thanks for coming on today. This has been Donna Floramonte from Waverly Wellness here in Pennsylvania. And we're talking about colon cleansing and the health of the whole body as a kind of a way of, looking at your whole body through your colon and the intelligence of the colon, which we'll call this show Intestinal Intelligence. So
Sounds good to me.
You got anything in closing? One more time, your website and contact information?
Yes, my website is waverlywellness.com.
Uh-huh.
My contact information is 570-563-2565. That's the business, the office phone.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me. This
was
great.
Thanks, Don. It was good catching up with you again.
I'm glad you walked in the store.
Me too.
All right. Thanks for coming on today. You've been listening to the Lean Braze Radio Show at theleanbraze.com. Music today provided by the Psycho DeVilles. Until next time, keep your foot in the accelerator and your colon clean for help and rock on. Ready on roots, rock. Ready on roots, rock. Ready to rock you tonight.